Joined now by Coach Kai Thornberry, head coach for the Lady Buskers soccer team, and having to take on the currently ranked number one team in the nation last night, the Lady Blue Dragons of Hutchinson. It was an 8-0 score in favor of the Lady Blue Dragons. They remain undefeated, go to 10-0, and Garden City still looking for their first win. But, Coach, you knew going into this was going to be tough. Obviously, you're playing without some players that are injured on the year, utilizing some players that are in different roles as they're not used to. But what do you tell your team after this game, and what can you take from this as a positive?
We switched the formation. We've asked some girls to play in some different spots that they're obviously not comfortable with in. But after playing here this game, we can hope that they can get more comfortable in those situations and get better for the next game is all we can look forward to now.
You know, as you look at what Hutch was able to do to you, how did you feel like that your gals reacted in some situations last night?
In some situations, they stepped up. Other situations, we backed down. You know, we've had a problem all season with stepping to the ball and pressuring early. Again, this is a good technical team. They're able to kind of do what they want if we don't step to the ball early and pressure them early. So when we start pressuring early, they kind of, you know, start their passes get strung together a little faster, and that's how mistakes happen. So if we can keep pressuring early, you know, I think we can force teams to make mistakes. Unfortunately, a team like Hutch, they're able to recover, but there's going to be some other games coming up that if we keep pressuring hard, that we'll create mistakes and therefore create opportunities.
Well, they scored early and often. How many shots on goal did you guys actually get?
I believe 5. I haven't looked at the book thoroughly yet, but we had a couple opportunities that I was excited about. You know, given goes up the line that we've been talking about all season, and you know, for us to even get some opportunities against a team like that shows something. Again, with people completely out of position, we've got most of our stronger offensive players playing in the back right now defending. So again, some people that aren't comfortable in that offensive setting were able to step up again and create some opportunities, which I'm pleased with.
So feeling good about some of that experience coming through there, being able to put their athletic talent on the field and make the passing happen and get themselves in position to get a shot.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, this is you know, we'll take this game as a learning experience and then just move on from here is all we can do.
Doesn't get any easier. You got number 6 Butler coming up next, and thoughts are that maybe they're as tough or tougher than Hutch might be, even though that they're ranked lower, but that's always a very good team. Thoughts about that one?
Absolutely. I mean, it's the talk amongst the conference. Butler's played some tougher games. I think that's why they're ranked a little bit lower right now, but it's, you know, they're always a good program, equally as capable of doing the same thing Hutch has done tonight. So we'll be looking at that one and again trying to tweak the lineup and find something that works for us.
That's next up, and then after that, an opportunity for you in Jayhawk Conference action with being the Pratt Lady Beavers, and an opportunity, and that's coming up next week as well.
Correct. Next Saturday at home, we have Pratt. Again, they're a better team this season than they have been in the past, but again, I think we are as well, so it should be a good matchup for us.
Coach, thanks for the comment.
Thank you. Appreciate it.